Welcome back to Daf in Depth, Brachas Daf Chaf. So the Mishnah Daf Chaf Amud Beis discusses about Keri, whether or not he could say Shema. And the Mishnah says that Balkeri has to mahara b'liboy. He has to think about the words, but he can't make the Brachas not before Shema, not after Shema. Now if you look in Tosfos, the Ibrahim Maslok of the Ashkechan B'Sinai, Tosfos is going on the Gemara, because the Gemara says that we see from this Mishnah that here is Kedibur Dami. Because if here is not Kedibur Dami, why be Mahara at all? Must be here is Kedibur Dami, and when you're Mahara to say Shema, that is a kiyum of the mitzvah of Shema. And the Gemara says, so why don't you just say the words if here is Kedibur Dami? So the Gemara says, Kedah Ashik Chan B'Sinai. We're doing like we see by Sinai. What does that mean, like we see by Sinai? Tosfos explains that even though here is Kedibur Dami, that's only Le'inyin that yet to the mitzvah of Shema, but it's not Kedibur Dami that would asra Balkeri from being Mahara. Like we find by Sinai. By Sinai there was Dibur, and they had to be Tovel. They went to the mikvah before Matan Torah. So we see from Har Sinai that where they had to go to the mikvah, that was only for Dibur. But for Hearer, that's okay. So Tosfos says, but where was their Dibur there? Tosfos says the Dibur was Va'af Abisha Yushaiskin Shemea Ka'ina. The Dibur was Klal Yisrael, Bnei Yisrael, hearing the words of HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying the Aseres HaDibros, that was a Dibur. That Dibur required them to go to the mikvah. So we see that Dibur itself is Aser for a Balkeri. But here is okay. So Tosfos invokes the concept of Shemea Ka'ina. We know the concept of Shemea Ka'ina, Fila, and different brachas brought up in many places. The Bekar actually is a Gemara in Sukkot Daf Lamed Ches Amud Beis. The Gemara brings a raya from the Minig, the way they used to say Hallel, that the Chazan said Baruch Haba, and the Tzibur said B'Shem Hashem. So the Gemara says, Mikan L'Shemei Ka'ina. We see that even though the Tzibur is not saying Baruch Haba, and the Chazan is not saying B'Shem Hashem, Shemei Ka'ina acts as if the Chazan and the Tzibur each said the whole Hallel. The Prima Gadim actually uses this Tosfos as a Tzas Raya, that Shemei Ka'ina is Midai Raisa, because Tosfos is bringing a raya to the concept of Shemea Ka'ina from the way it worked on Har Sinai. Now we know there are two basic mahalchim to understand the din of Shemea Ka'ina. One is that just like a person can be mekayim a mitzvah, the bracha or a tefillah with dibur, he also can be mekayim it with shmiah. So if his friend says the bracha or says the tefillah and he listens, the concept of Shemea Ka'ina gives him the key in mitzvah. Or the other way to understand is that he is actually being yotze the mitzvah through the dibur of his friend. By hearing the dibur of his friend, we somehow could take the key and mitzvah of his friend and transfer it to him. Now, there are many achrenim that are mefalpel and discuss this by richos and bring rayas to both sides. The ikar nafkamina is going to be in mitzvahs that need more than just the dibur. For example, kiddush on a kais or kriyas megillah, where I need to have more than just the dibur. There's another component to the mitzvah that could be in nafkamina. How you understand Shemei Ka'ina? If Shemei Ka'ina is your kiyum mitzvah, it's your shmiya, which acts in the place of a dibur, so then you have your own dibur, for example, kiddush on a kais, or it's your own kriya. But if you're really using your friend's dibur, the one you're listening to, that can be problematic. The Beis HaLevi, in the end of Sefer Bereshis, says that a kayin cannot be mevarech brachos kehanim with Shemei Ka'ina. Because the din, they have to have kol rum. And I can't have kol rum by listening to another kayin, duchen. So this would, simply understood, be tali in this chakira. That if you say that it's your own kiyum mitzvah, so you could have kol rum. But Beis HaLevi must have understood that I'm really listening to my friend, and it's really his kiyum mitzvah that I'm able to transfer to myself, and therefore I'm missing in the kol rum. I could have the dibur, I could have the bracha, but I don't have the tanayim that are required for the mitzvah. Now the Chazon Ish in Aruch Chaim Siman Chavtes Ois Aleph brings this chakira, although he uses different language to take a look over there, and he wants to bring a raya from the Mishnah that we had previously on the Tezayin Amar Aleph. Shita Reb Yosi, that's someone who's Kari Kriya Shema and he's not a Shmiya La'azna. Reb Yosi says he's not Yotze. So the Chazon Ish says that if the Shmiya of Shemea Ka'ina is considered his own Maisa, then the most it could be is a whisper, a Dibur Balachash. So then how is it possible ever to be Yotze listening to someone else saying Shema, Shemea Ka'ina? It's always going to be a Lo Yishmiya La'aznav. And you shouldn't be Yotze according to Abayi. Must be that we look at it like Maisa Chaver, right? We look at it like it's your friend's Maisa, and you're getting that Maisa transferred to yourself. Therefore, even according to Abiyasi, it's not going to be a Chisoyin of Yishmiel Aznov. However, the stipler wants to say a Chiddush, and he says, V'yesh Lefalpol Bazeh, that possibly the only time you're going to have a Chisoyin of Yishmiel Aznov is only when you yourself are the one saying the Shema. Because the Chisoyin is not just that you didn't hear. Rather, the Chisoyin is that if you're saying the Shema, you have to hear the words that you're saying, because the Shmiya has to be mitztarif to the Amira. But where your whole Kiyum is not through Amira, where your whole Kiyum is through Shmiya, that's okay. So in a case where you're going to be listening to your friend saying the Shema, even if the Shmiya Ka'ine, we're going to look at it and understand it, that it's your Shmiya, it's your Maisa Mitzvah, then it's still possible that you could be Yotza. Have a wonderful day.